The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph teaches us, "Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Akum Shoyse B'Toyra Chay Misa, an Akum who learns Torah is Chay Misa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Torah Tziva Lana Moshe, My Rosha Kihilas Yaakov, Lanu My Rosha, to us the Torah was given as a My Rosha, V'Loy Lahem." The Yaivitz asks a question: How could when Akum learns Torah be considered Gzela? Doesn't Gzela mean that when somebody steals from me, he has it and I lost it? Here, when the Akum is Oisik B'Torah, he's not taking away from me anything. I don't lose anything. So, the Yaivitz explains that when the Gemara here says, Akum she'oisk b'Torah chayiv misa, it doesn't just mean that the Akum is learning superficially. Rather, what it means is the Akum is learning Torah and explaining and saying drushes in Divrei Torah. And that is something that really belongs to Klal Yisrael to do. And therefore, he's taking away from us what we should be doing. And so does the Merai Misada explain that the Isser for an Akum to learn Torah is only when he's Mechadish Halacha through learning Torah. That's considered Oisik B'Torah, and that's why it can be considered Gzela. As he explains, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph teaches us. The pasuk says, "Ki im b'toyres Hashem cheftzoy," from the first parak in Tehillim, "uv'sayrosa yega yom v'loyla." And the Gemara tries to understand. First, the Torah is called Toyres Hashem, and then the pasuk calls it Toyrosoy, his Torah. So the Gemara explains that if somebody through his learning of Torah is Mechadish Halacha, that's how it becomes Tarasoi. And therefore, when the Akum takes the Torah and is Mechadish Halachas in the learning of the Torah, it becomes Tarasoi, and that's why it's awesome. But if that's the understanding of how we're supposed to look at this Sugya, it becomes extremely important. Because we now are learning how Akum are not allowed to learn Torah. So the question is, what is included in the Yisur and what is not included into the Yisur? So it's very clear that this is, that according to the Merai Misada, according to the Yaivitz, the only part of learning that's also to an Akum is the part of learning Torah be'in or being mechadish halacha. The Merai Misada goes on to explain that the Gemara Masechta in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, says Moshe Noig Ayin Toiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was very generous, Umasar, and he gave over in the Torah his chelik of Torah. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik in Torah? The chelik ha-pilpul was Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik in Torah, and that is the part which is my Rosh Kehilas Yaakov, and that is the shear of Torah that Akum may not learn. But if the Akum just learns Torah on a very superficial level, that is not considered that the Akum is, that the Akum is learning Torah for which he's Chayiv Misa. And in fact, I saw that the Iyun Yaakov explains, it's very interesting, the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Hilchas Malachim Perik Yud Halacha Tes, says even though Al Gemara says that Akum Shois B'Torah Chayiv Misa, the Rambam says Mikom Mokem Enin Nerug L'Kach, And all the Mepharshim try to understand. If our Gemara clearly says Chayiv Misa, why does the Rambam say he's not Chayiv Misa? But could be that the Chayiv Misa is only when one is learning Torah, when the Akum is learning Torah and is being Mechadish Halachas. Otherwise, and that's not the usual case. And that's why the Rambam says there is no Chayiv Misa. The Shilta Gebayrim clearly says that one may teach Akum Nevi'im Ksuvim. Why? Because it shows to them what Nechamas, how eventually Klal Yisrael will have Yeshua. It shows to them how our religion is correct. And as we know, there's a concept of Dama Shatoshiv Lapikairis. The Shayas of Chuvas Yehuda Yala from Yehuda Osad Zatzal, Chelik Aleph, Orechaim Simon Dalid, says that only Torah Shemal Peh, which is passed on Torah Shemal Peh orally, that's what's also to teach to an Akam. Torah Shemal Ksav, we find many places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them the Torah Shemal Ksav. We know the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to all the Umay Sa'ulam to ask them if they want to accept it. So obviously that he showed the Torah to the Akam as well. Although I did see that the Paiskim want to say that that is not necessarily a compelling raya, that Torah Shebik Sav may be learned by Akam, because only in maybe in that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Torah to the Akam, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was shown in other times as well. The Yehuda Yala, however, continues to say that certain that the wording of our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Akum sh'oisik b'toira. Oisik b'toira means with an esik, with an iyun. But learning Torah, not with that type of depth, is certainly mut, according to the Yehuda Yala of Mutta. I also saw from the Shailos HaTshuvos Machne Chayim, Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin. He says that when it comes to learning Torah, there's two parts to learning Torah. He says that that could apply even by Torah Shebe Ksav and Torah Shebe Peh. One is to learn it in a very simple fashion, just to get the basic understanding, and one is to learn it with pilpul, with lomdus. He says, every morning we make two brachas haTorah, asher bracha banu mikol amim nasulam es haTorah, and the other brachas asher kishanu mitzvosav v'tzivanu lasoik b'divrei Torah. And the Taz in Or HaChaim Simen Mem Zayin Sif Katan Aleph explains that the bracha, why do we make two brachas? So he says, one is bracha, asher bracha banu, is for the simple fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem gave us the Torah. V'tzivanu lasik b'devrei Torah represents the pilpul and the yegiya in learning Torah. So he says, that is the only part of Torah that a goy may not learn. But the part of Torah that represents the simple facts of learning Torah, that is also. There are Paiskim who ever disagree. Their approach is that the Akum have no ability to understand Torah on any level. I was also thinking, we just said that we make two brachas. One is a Shikrishonim Tzvon on Lassu with the Torah. And as we just explained, Lasik b'Divrei Torah represents the element of Iyun in Divrei Torah, which don't apply to Akum. The other part of is the basic Torah. But how do we say that bracha? We make a bracha, Shabbat HaBonu Mikol HaAm, even not someone who has Torah. So we were chosen to receive the Torah. not the Akum. So if anything, that may be a raya from the Brichas HaTorah that we say every morning, that Akum should not even learn Torah without Iyum. And as the Shalom Meshiv, the Shalom Tshuva Shalom Meshiv, wants to point out, that he wants to point out that somebody who's not a Yehudi does not have the ability to understand the Divrei Torah. And since he doesn't have the ability to understand any part of Torah may not be learned. I saw that Rav Menashe Kleinzitzal in the Shas Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Ayin Beis has a long discussion regarding this issue. What parts of Torah are also to teach Torah, what parts are not? He quotes some paiskim that hold that only Torah Sheba Peh is also, Torah Sheba Ksav is mutter. He quotes other paiskim hold that only the understanding, the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the lumness of Torah, but simple mitzvah, the simple pshat is mutter. Then he quotes an interesting approach of the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin says, as our Gemara teaches us, Torah Tzivalon Moshe. And the Gemara gives two explanations. A Meirasha, the Gemara suggests, is a Yerusha. So he says, since Torah is a Yerusha, if an Akum learns Torah, he's taking away from us a Yerusha, and it's Gezela. So says the Turi Evin, if a Jew willingly teaches Torah to an Akum, you can't call it an act of gzeila if I, the Yisrael, willingly am teaching the Akum Torah. And therefore, the Torah Evan says a Kiddush that if Yisrael on his own volition willingly teaches an Akum Torah, there's no problem. Certain dish Shilti Gebayrim teaches us that if you teach the Akum, the Chalokim of Torah, the parts of Torah that aren't the mitzvahs, you teach them the philosophy of Klal Yisrael, the Musar of Klal Yisrael, that is mutter. Why? Because it's based on a Gemara, which we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, a Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Amar Al teaches us for Rav Ami, Ein Mosim Divrei Torah L'Akum. We may not teach Divrei Torah to an Akum. Shenema Lo Yosel Chen L'Chol Goy U'Mishpotem Ba'Yadom. So it's the Mishpatei HaTorah that one may not teach the Akum. But the parts of Torah that don't represent the Mishpatei HaTorah, then there is no Isser of teaching it to the Akum.